Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngithathele lithuba ngibonga uBlessing Zulu obesiphake indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalitshona njani Zulu kandaba olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesine mhlazi ku-25 Mabasa 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga lamuhla ucele uZulu ukuthi amukele imali entsha eyaziwa ngokuthi yizigi ngoba kuyiso isisombululo esizaqeda ukudilika komnotho welizwe. Ingcwethi zokulondolozwa kwemvelo zikhuthaza izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuba zilondoloze umhlaba ezilawo ngoba ungumnotho oligugu. Uphenyo osoluthe lwenziwa luveza ukuba abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi phose ayisithiyangalolunye ekhulwini 88% bayasekela ukuvunyezwa kokuthathwa kwezidakamizwa okusemthethweni ngapha kwele Melika. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga lamuhla ucele uZulu ukuthi amukele imali entsha eyaziwa ngokuthi yizigi ngoba kuyiso isisombululo esizaqeda ukudilika komnotho okuqhubekayo. Ekhuluma esembukisweni wezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair, uChiwenga uthe imali yohlobo lwebond yimali eyalethwa nguhulumende weRhodesia oka Ian Smith. Yikho nje bayesula futhi uthi yayingaselahlonzi. Kusenjalo, kulabo basulwa abane abamiswe enkantolo emaswingo lamuhla besetheswa icala lokuntshintsha imali emkambo wensitha abaziwa ngokuthi ngosiphatheleni. Umanti uthe kumele baqhubeke bevalelwe njalo baphenduke emthethwandaba mhlazi ku-30 ngevikezayo. Baningi osiphatheleni abasesitokisini sikhuluma nje endaweni eziningi zelizwe ngemva kokubotshelwa icala elifanayo. Ingcwethi zokulondolozwa kwezemvelo zikhuthaza izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuba ziphathe kuhle ukulondolozwa umhlaba ezilawo ngoba ungumnotho oligugu. Lokhu kuphume kungxoxo yengcwethi zezemvelo labafundela lumsebenzi eqoqwe ihofisi yommeli welemelika eZimbabwe eNational Museums and Monuments kobulawayo ngasikhathi sinye kuqhutshwa umbukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair edolobheni linye. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Uhulumende weMelika ukhuthaze uZulu ukuba aze embukisweni oweZITF 2024 afike nalapho abukisa khona. Ekhuluma eNational Museum and Monuments kobulawayo, ummeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosikazi Ellen French uchaze ukuba banenkulungwane lenkulungwane zabafundi kunhlelo ezehlukeneyo abasekelwa nguhulumende wakhe ukuhambela amazwe kwezemfundo ezehlukeneyo okuhlanganisa lezemvelo.
Siyabukisa lonyaka eZITF 2024 lize embukisweni njalo lifike lizobona esikubukisayo. Uhulumende weMelika uyasekela abafundi bakuleli laba kwele Melika.
uMnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongene ingxoxo yalamuhla uchasisa ukuqhakathela kwemvelo.
Kunobudlelwano kubantu bokuphila kuhle kwethu nomhlaba esihlala kuwo. But ezikhathini eziningi abantu ngabasanakekeli imvelo, sebebisa izihlahla eziningi ezivela kwezinye indawo ezingaphilisani kuhle lezihlahla zethu zomhlaba.
UMnumzana Ty Loft ofunda ekolitshini ele-Oxford University eMelika ozeqhuba ucwaningo ngezemvelo eZimbabwe esebenzela eShangani Range uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi eZimbabwe lilondoloze imvelo ebukekayo lanxa isimo sesingasihle sekulokuguquguquka kwaso ngezizathu ezehlukeneyo.
So I'm looking at what happens to all of the different species of plants and animals in savannas.
Ngizokwenza ucwaningo ngeseShangani Range ngaphansi kwekolitshi ye-University of Zimbabwe ukuze ngibabonise indlela imvelo yabo esiguquke ngakhona lokuthi bayilondoloze njani.
Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uMnumzana Norbert Dube oyingcitshi kwezemvelo uthi bakhathazekile ngokufuthelana okukhona phakathi kwenyamazana zendle labantu eZimbabwe.
Usikhumbuzile nguye wiwe nalabesesikhona kathiishiftsizakele uma savana ayikhona kudala umasebenzisavana isikhona kathi watshengisa lokuthi ishift ekhona isuke ngaphi iyangaphi.
UNkosazana Matilda Gondongwe ofunda ekolitshini ele-National University of Science and Technology ongene kulingxoxo namhlanje uthi bafunde ukuqakatheka kwezemvelo okwendlalwe nguLoft.
Inkulumo kaThayi sena isifundisa into eziningi because thina ngaphatha sicabangela ukuthi impilo eyenzakala emagangeni is dangerous for the forest emagangeni. Sasithi thina when we raise awareness against fires that just start naturally, but then today sifunde ukuthi ama-savanna regions they need these fires.
Ingcwethi kwezemvelo ezeZimbabwe lasemhlabeni jikelele zikhuthaza uZulu ukuba anakekele imvelo alayo ngoba ingumnotho oligugu, njalo imvelo ingayekelwa igugudeke kuzadala inhlupho ezehlukeneyo ezingakhokhelela ukuphila nzima kwabantu lenyamazana zendle. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Sokuqhamuke ukuphikisana phakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF lamabandla aphikisayo phezu kodaba lokuthi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uqhubeka esephula amalungelo oluntu elizweni. Uhulumende weleMelika kanye lenhlanganiso ekhankasela kulondolozwa kwamalungelo ye-Amnesty International bethule imbiko besithi uhulumende weZimbabwe wephule amalungelo oluntu ngendlela esabekayo nyakenye, njalo ehlukuluza amalunga ebandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC ikakhulu ngesikhathi sokhetho. Basole njalo ukubulawa kwelunga le-CCC uMnumzana Tafumane Masaya owagongodwa ngabantu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabacuphi kumbe abasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Akekho osebotshiwe phezu kwalesi sehlakalo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba ntungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lelunga leZANU-PF uMnumzana Malaki Nkomo endawonye losenator we-CCC eMathebeleland South uMnumzana Solani Njemnyama Moyo onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Kufana lakhona ke sakubona kusimithi abantu akuhlonitshwa amalungelo abo. Sibuye kwi-election abantu bevotele laba abafuna ukubana babe yibo abakhokheli, kodwa uhulumende kube lokuhlukuluzeka kwabantu ama-MPs ama-councillors ayevotelwe ngabantu. Kwafika nje umuntu wabakhipha mangazi ukuthi ikhothi eZimbabwe ivumelana nomuntu ohlukumeza ilungelo labantu. Abantu bahlukumezeke kakhulu kuleli lizwe kethi ilizwe labo.
Babunkomo, nansi indaba yamuzwe yakhuluma lapho babuMoyo uthi yena muvi uhulumende wenu njengeZANU-PF okokuthi iselisifananela lohulumende kaSmith owayekhona ngesikhathi seRhodesia.
Yikuphi esingakuqamba ukuthi lapha kwephuliwe, lapha kwephuliwe, lapha kwephuliwe, kungakhangelanga ukuthi maybe yizinto ezikhulunywa i-opposition okuyabe kuyi-politics. Ngaba abantu bayatho ukuthi lapha nalapha 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 njengoba ngikhulumile futhi layizolo.
Inyaka enye sibone kubotshwa abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abangamatshumi amane besetheswa umlandu wokuzama ukwethula impumela yokhetho ngaphandle komthetho. Okulicala abalilandulayo sibonile abanye begongodwa abafana labo umfundisi uMasaya, njalo abantu abambulalayo uMasaya ngesikhathi sokhetho lanamuhla lokhe bengakabotshwa ngeminye imizekeliso ephiwa yi-America le Amnesty International.
Njengoba ngisitho mina, izinto ezinjeya lezi kuyafanele ukuthi abantu bame laphana kube lobufakazi. Kwatsho kona ukuthi nangena wenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu nalokhu, singayenzi igeswe ngoba at the end of the day abantu abaqondane lokubopha abantu, umuntu oqondane lokuthenisa kwabantu kulengadi yazikahulumende eziqondane lakho khonokho.
Nansi indaba Baba Umoyo uyakhuluma uNkomo lapha.
Kwesinye isikhathi nxa umuntu ekhuluma izinto ezingasizo ngokwenzakalayo laye kasela lungelo enjalo yilibandla lezanu-PF uhulumende onguye obusayo, ngoba usekhuluma izinto zokuthi ngingakhuluma iqiniso ngizaba sengikhuluma into engamelanga ngiyikhulume. Yikho kuthiwa khona amalungelo asequliwe. Amapolisa azimelanga, abantu bayahlukunyezwa. Ngikhuluma nje uNkomo ensiza abebandla eliphikisayo batshaywa besemhlanganweni bayezibhedlela, kwabaziwa ukuthi batshaywe ngobani. Labo bantu azaze botshwa. Umhlaba wonke uyakwazi ukuthi lapha ekhaya abantu amalungelo abayephula. Ubaba uNkomo ngiyakwazi enhlizweni yakhe umfowethu ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi kukhona, kodwa yesabo banekhulume iqiniso.
Baba uNkomo kuthiwa iqiniso uyalazi kodwa uyaqhaqhazelwa, yesabo ukukhuluma.
Umuntu ongazifiki ajele ngezamphiya niyo zakhuluma konke lokukhulunywa ngubaba uMoyo, ngoba yena elethemba lokuthembisa abantu into eyizeleze ngokungcolisa ibandla ukuthi leli bandla hhayi linje linje linje. Engikhuluma uMoyo kengangesabe ngikhuluma vele ngikhululeke kakhulu ngingela kumbe ukuthi kulo muntu ezinesabayo kumbengekusela izamphiya, ngoba nami ngiyingenye yalelo bandla lezamphiya esikukhulumayo. Thina sakwathi lingelo lo muntu liyahlonitshwa, umuntu wonke eZimbabwe ilelungelo lokuthi ayenze into ayifunayo.
Ngiqhubeke lawe khonapho Baba uNkomo. Bakhona abathe selehlulekile ukubusa kuhle. Baba uNkomo bathi hayi, umnotho ulitshaye walibhuqa phansi, seliphelelwe ngamasu. Ngokunjalo kumele likhulumisane loChamisa labamabandla aphikisayo abanye, libone ukuthi ilizwe lakhiwa njani kuyiwa phambili. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ngakhala upresident isikhathi esiningi kukhona ke ukuvula okudwentisa izivelo movi ekhona. Ungakhangela phezuloba sikuthekise ibonile amazwe abuyibe ngathengiselayo izindakithi khonapha kwelakithi bakhona ubusinessman abathengisela abakwenzayo bona njengabantu bethengisa abakwenzileyo. So thina umnotho ukuthi sesingasisayasibini kumbe i-opposition asiyidini.
Baba uMoyo akuyiphethe ngamafitshane, kulesidingo yini sokukhulumisana njengamabandla ezombusazwe lapha?
Isidingo sikhona ukuthi kukhulunyiswane, ngoba isimiso lihle sonke singabantwana bezimbabwe, sonke sahamba empini siyalela inkululeko ukuthi ilizwe lakithi sidle umnotho wayo. Wonke umnotho lo okhona wethu sonke, sambe sahlupheka kangaka umnotho ukhona, sehlothi sihlale phansi sikhulumisane.
Awukwazi ukuthi Baba uMoyo akutsho ukuthi kufanele ukhulumisane, sihambe siyenyeka yini. Savula thina iminyango yonke ukuthi abafuna abaphikisayo siyanihlakeni phansi sakheni, but bona bayama.
UNkomo ukhuluma ngama-election adlulayo, mina ngikhuluma kathesi. Awukabi lo muntu othe uyasihlale phansi njalo, kambe ngingathi ngile nkomo eziyi-100 yebiza umuntu ongela nkomo ngithi kuyasibopha isifane sihlanganise, uhlanganisa nami. Umuntu omele obize nguye uNelson Chamisa, ngoba nguye owangena ku-election, nguye abantu bezimbabwe abamvotelayo ukuthi aluba kuthiwa bahlala bonke phansi njanokuthi yethatha umuntu izini ongela lo muntu oyedwa uthi buyahlale phansi kubizwa kuthiwa yini khonokho.
Uthathe lebandla imthamisa
ngalikhona ibandla imthamisa ngoyedwa uchamisalo wakalabanda mpelo kutizi mbako wale winge uchivanda kwa uchamisa kutuwa vipi uchamisivanda laka ulazi ukuluma nje ukulumela ene uchamisa ngokuwa kukutu uyu president wama
kana banda kia mpia ngati mwati ukuluma lazi
lo ke ngumnumzana Malaki Nkomo oyibandla lezano PF ubexoxa endawonye lo senator we CCC esigabeni semathebeleland south omnumzana Solani nje eminyama moyo kungqoxo elawulwe nguNtungameli Nkomo we studio 7 abeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa bakhala ngomthetho wokuhlala elizweni wabokuza osanda kwethulwa abathi kumele uhluzisiswe umphathi ntambo obona ngendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Motsoaledi. Umqondisi moyo we Studio 7 usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwele Botswana.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa bakhala ngomthetho wokuhlala elizweni kwabokuza osanda kwethulwa abathi kumele uhluzisiswe umphathi ntambo obona indaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Motsoaledi. Uhulumende wele South Africa uthi uzasungula umthetho we citizenship, immigration and refugee protection wona ujekele kakhulu ngakucele lokuvikela izalwane zeSouth Africa kwabokuza ikakhulu kumathuba omsebenzi. Umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umzana Nqabutho Mabhena uthi ukungena komthetho lo kuzatsho ukuthi kuza banzima kwabeZimbabwe ukuthola amaphepha ohlala kumbe ukusebenza kwele South Africa okusemthethweni.
Kuzaba nzima futhi ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilapha eSouth Africa zithole amaphepha okusebenza esingathi ngama-permit ngesizathu sokuthi ama-permit azobe khona afuna abantu esingathi thina ngabantu abafunde kakhulu. Abantu abasebenza lapha eSouth Africa ubuningi babo ngabantu esithi nabalemisebenzi leminye engayisiyo lemisebenzi ephezulu kakhulu.
Ngaphansi komthetho ozangena uhulumende weSouth Africa uthi uzama uthaqinise imigoqo yokungena kwabantu elizweni ngesikhathi usiba lokufuthelana phakathi kwabo lezizalwane zeSouth Africa. Umthetho weCitizenship, Immigration and Refugee Protection Bill usesibayeni sokuhluzisiswa lidale lePhalamende andubana ube ngumthetho opheleleyo. Kodwa ezinye inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo kaZulu zithi lumthetho akumelanga upasiswe edale lePhalamende. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Okamanje sesikhangela ke udaba oluphathelane lezemelika. Insangu ziludaba olungajwayelekanga oluhlanganisa izizalwane zelemelika elizweni elehlukaniswa ngezombusazwe, kanti ke uphenyo lukhomba ukuba abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi phose ayisithiyagalolunye ekhulwini 88% bayakusekela ukuvunyezwa thize kokusetshenziswa kwalezi zidakamizwa. Kepha abagqugquzela ukuthi insangu zifakwe emthethweni bathi akekho phakathi kwalabo abancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli oluzayo okhanya esamukela ukuguquka kwemibono yabantu lokhu okungenza athole usekelo. Cishe ingxenye ezintathu ekhulwini kusiya kwezine zabantu baseMelika zihlala eziqintini lapho insangu ezisemthethweni esetshenziswa ukwelapha imikhuhlane. Ingxenye yabantu bahlala endaweni lapho okuvunyelwa khona ukubhema njengokuzilibazisa, kodwa imbanje zilokhe zingavunyelwa ngokugcweleyo phansi komthetho kahulumende lapho efakwa khona ndawonye lezidakamizwa ezibukhali ezifana le-heroin le-LSD ezisesibayeni sezidakamizwa ezingaba ingozi njalo ezingeke zisetshenziswe ukwelapha. Ubuningi babantu belemelika abavotayo abathi lokho kumele kuguqulwe benza insango zibe lithuba elihle kwabancintisa kuphakathi kwabavoti abasebatsha, ngokutsho kukaScotty Smart obona ngokuqutshwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeNew Georgia Project khetho lukamongameli umnumzana Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump ikakhulu.
For both of them, one thing they have in common is that their track records on cannabis have been inconsistent and incremental. We've heard promises from both administrations, neither of which have panned out in full.
Ucho umnumzana smart. Ekuluma emhlanganweni we-National Cannabis Festival and Washington Policy, okutshwe ekuqaleni komnyaka, umsunguli walumbukiso u-Caroline Phillips uthe akulamanyathelo u-Biden lo-Trump asebawathethe awukuthi insangu zibe semthethweni, kutsho u-Phillips. Ngaphansi kombuso ka-Biden, ugatsha lwezempilakahle lwaxwayisa abantu ukuthi insangu zifakwe esigabeni sezidakamizwa ezingelangozi phakathi ihlelwe kutsha esikhundleni sokuyenza ibe semthethweni okuzobe kuyikuhlehlisa. Umlayo we-White House mayelana lembanje kahle basinike impawu ezikhomba ukuthi bazimisele ukuguqula umthetho, kodwa asikaziboni izenzo ezikusekelayo lokho, kutsho u-Phillips. Ngomnyaka ka-2018 owayengumongameli u-Trump wathi mhlawumbe uzoyisekela imizamo yokuqeda ukwalelwa kwabantu ukubhema insangu nguhulumende achiye izigaba zizikhethele ezikufunayo. Lo mthetho awuzange uphume ephalamende. U-Trump utshele intatheli zindaba zomsakazo kamabonakude o-Newsmax nyakenye ukuthi uphenyo lukhomba ukuba insangu zenza umonakalo omkhulu, kodwa ngokombono wokuvota ziyinto ethandwa kakhulu. Imbali ka-Trump mayelana ngembanje ayicaci.
Trump's track record on cannabis has been inconsistent at best. We've heard him both say that people who sell drugs in the illicit market should be jailed and even put to death, I think with some of the scarier rhetoric around that. But we've also seen him pardon people who've been locked up for cannabis.
Kutsho u-Phillips. Ukuntshintsha kwembono yabavoti belemelika phezu kwensangu kuvele kuphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Gallup nyakenye, lapho okuvele khona ukuba abantu abadala abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisikhombisa ekhulwini i-70% basekela ukuthi insangu zivunyelwe ngokusemthethweni. Lokho kungaphezu kokuphindwe kabili kwesibalo sabantu abathi bafuna lokho ngomnyaka ka-2000. Lolu ludaba olubalulekileyo kubavoti, ikakhulu abavoti abasebatsha lakulabo abancintisayo abafuna ukuthola usekelo olunengi, kungaba kukhetho lukamongameli olwedalele Congress kumbe olwenkokheli yezigaba. Uma bengalushaya indiva lolu daba balakho ukungavotelwa.
This is an issue that is increasingly important to voters, particularly young voters, and any candidate that actually wants to get ahead, whether it's in the presidential election, in Congress, or state legislatures or local legislators, if they ignore this issue, it's going to be at their peril.
Kutsho uMorgan Fox, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yi-National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Abavoti abasebatsha abaqhuquzelwa ukuthi insangu zibe semthethweni balethemba lokuthi uhulumende kamongameli Biden uzathatha amanyathelo phambilini kokhetho lukalwezi. Okwamanje balaleli sengitetela imuva ngilitshiya ezandleni zenu kuhlelo lwethu lapho elisithumela kona imbono yenu nge-WhatsApp.
Studio 7, njani? Ngibingelela nonke Studio 7. Okhulumayo nguNjabulo Ncube lona obuya endaweni yaseJambisi. Ngibingelela lonke abantu baseJambisi. Okhulumayo olibingelelayo nguNjabulo Ncube lona maphoyisa. Ngisithi Studio 7 kuyinjabulo enkulu bana nami incwadi izwi lamncali ingazwakala ehlelweni. Bese ngibingelela bonke abantu baseZimbabwe. Ngisithi mthawazi omhle, ngicela nisibambaneni sibe into eyi-1. Bese ngicela indlulisele kulula umlayezo wami nje kakhulu abantwini baseZanu abasiphethe kubana bazwa kanjani bona nxa bebona abantu ababo bekomakhelwane. Uyabonga ubaba onjani nxa ubona abantu abakho bephila komakhelwane behlala benziwa inhlekisa njalo. Besicelele ukuthi bantu bezanu ikelicabanga ukuthi bana abantu abeni bayinhlekisa ngapha egameni. Sizinhlekisa nje silana kwo-South Africa kungenxa yenu. Kungajabule kakhulu nanxa ngingathola izindaba ngazo sonke isikhathi esiNdebele. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabingelela, siyabonga Studio 7. Ngithanda ukubonga uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 ngendlela obuze ngakhona uMalaki Nkomo ngombuso wabo ochuku obonwa ngamazonke omhlaba, bona bakhala ne-America ngento engangeni ngishona ndawo. Nengane encane yakubona lokho, yikho sibonga indlela abambuze ngayo ukuthi laba abantu ababulalayo be-TBC yayikuphi i-America, and then bathi yibuphi ubulungiswa sebebenzile. Umuntu engabulala umuntu kuphela umnyaka ungala muntu obothiwe besokuthiwa ukhona umthetho amalungelo abantu awephulwa kanjani iZANU-PF. Okusegcekeni nje ukuthi iZANU-PF iphula amalungelo oluntu, ayifune election, ayifuni ukuthikiswa, ayifuni ukuchothozwa. Amazonke achothozana le ZANU-PF bathi uMalaki Nkomo alaqiniswa, kodwa bona bekubona konke ukuthi uchuku lokucindezela amaZimbabweni balalo, ngoba abasafuni le election nje ukuthiwa yi-election eZimbabwe, sebeyivalile abantu beZANU-PF. Bona abakhuluma futhi uMalaki Nkomo. Siyabonga.
Lawoke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu lisithumele nge WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge WhatsApp lingathumela isicelo kunombolo lezo zona lezo ezithi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zocingo ngu eze WhatsApp ngu +12024650318.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Isikhathi kasavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke, kodwa singakehlukani. Siqale ngokulikhumbuza ukubana lingakhohlwa ukuthi uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhlanje Asihluzeni bomama siqoqala besifazana besitho inkinga ababhekana lazo lapho bedinga izikhundla zokuba inkokheli ezigabeni ezithiyeneyo zempilo. Umangameli Emerson Mnangagwa uqolo isikhathi njengoba nitshilo hayi asisavumi sasidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye. Igama lami nguChris Gande lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.